is on the line with us. I know I'm going to screw up some of the words, and I'm going to get Butch to kind of help me with exactly who came and what they did. But Butch, thanks for taking the time on very short notice.
Yes, sir. Happy to join in.
So kind of get our listeners updated on the visit that went on last week between the soccer people and the city.
Sure. So there were 22 individuals on this, in this official FIFA delegation. The director of the World Cup bid, himself, Colin Smith, all the way from Zurich. The president of CONCACAF, who by virtue of that is on the executive committee of FIFA, and he hails from Canada. And then a team of technical logistics folks, plus the president of U.S. soccer. So they came in mass. They were not on the ground 24 hours. So it was a major fire drill. And it was nice to see their plane take off.
How do you really feel? That's funny.
Well, I could have slept for 2 days.
Butch, this all came on the heels of a Labor Day weekend soccer crowd that I think was even better than you all thought it would be. How much did that help?
Helped a lot. We really, I feel like we improved our relationship with U.S. soccer, with the support we put behind that, with from everything from marketing to ticket sales to concert. Thank you all for talking about it. But it put everybody in a really good mood. The only thing they were not happy about was the score. And, you know, that's kind of out of our wheelhouse. So I felt pretty good about that. And it teed up the visit at a very high level and a positive note.
Yeah. Butch, I guess this will sound like I'm being paid by you, but you've got a background here that suggests for the NHL All-Star stuff and for the Stanley Cup final coming here, that the city could not have put on better-looking stuff for the world to see. Then there's the NFL draft that, beyond anybody's wildest dreams, was a slam-dunk home run. So what is there left that they need to know to say, Nashville, you are worthy?
Well, just real quick, you referenced the draft. You can rest assured I pointed out that it was named 2019 Sporting Event of the Year by the Sports Business Journal, and that I added it really wasn't a sporting event. So if you take that into account, that was quite a statement for Nashville.
How long did it take you to tell them that?
Oh, I got to the part about our experience, so I waited till we were in the throes of we know how to put on an event, and I finished with the draft and that quote or that statement from the Sports Business Journal. But I got it in there, and I put an exclamation point behind it. And, you know, really, I feel like they truly understood our capabilities. So, I mean, we had police and fire and public works and MTA, you name it. We had the people that make events happen in the room that they could see, okay, we're serious. And then it became, do we have the training sites? And really almost half a day at Nissan Stadium, looking at it from a press standpoint, from a game standpoint, from a entertainment standpoint. I mean, we combed that building. And really, I think they loved it. You know, the one thing they would like is a little more real estate in the corners. And it's doable, but we got to decide if we want to spend that money.
Yeah. Butch, from you know, you've had a history of being a terrific entertainer. You proved that in the NFL draft. I saw it in the Stanley Cup run. You do a great job of getting all parts of the city to be helpful. In sort of your vision, if World Cup people say, you know what, Nashville will be one of those cities, what kind of entertainment stuff are you kind of, you know, concocting in your mind?
Well, you can count on the fact that we will entertain visitors from around the world, that we would wrap this event in music like they've never seen, and we emphasize that to them. The walkability of hotels, restaurants, nightlife, and stadium was impressive to them. And FIFA has a U.S. rep that's been their boots on the ground for the last couple of years. And he even said to me, you have an opportunity to say, yes, the Fan Fest is really important and we can do that. But even when that's not going on, we're an entertainment destination 24/7. So I think he was right. I think that showed. And we would go A-list with diverse music and talent and, make it a fun event for Nashville. And that's half the goal always is we want to entertain our fellow Nashvillians and we want to show the world what we can do.
Watson, this guy is a city superstar if there ever was one. Who knows, maybe I'll get a dollar for saying that sometime at church.
It's in the mail.
Watson, say hello to Butch Spiridon.
Well, I can 100% put a second with that, so he needs a second dollar sent.
Well, two are in the mail then.
Thanks, pal. No, it's just Nashville is so lucky to have you, Butch, because you've done so much and experiences I learned through my years. That does matter. Would you not say that by getting them here one day, when I'd have to do things in similar mode like you're having to do as an athletic director, the human aspect is a bigger piece of it than you think. And getting to know these people and them getting to know you and feeling comfortable with you, I think is a much bigger piece than it's put on paper to be. So in that way, you getting them here and getting to spend that time with them, I think is just fantastic.
Well, you're correct. You're smart to know that when you're doing in your own work and with others. It's part of Nashville's, I'll say, secret sauce. We say if we can get them here, we got a good shot. And we made friends with them.
Yeah.
I mean, the last thing we did was have an end-of-the-day drink, and we just started sharing stories. I wasn't selling. They weren't selling. We were being friends.
Yeah.
And that gives them, I think, a level of confidence and trust, and it gives us the appearance, the correct appearance of, what you see is what you get. We're authentic as the day is long, and you can trust us. And it always comes back to, can you count on these people to do what they're saying that they can do? And if we didn't do anything else, I know we showed them that we could deliver.
Well, and that's what immediately when I heard about this, I said, this is the number one thing that's going to come from this, in my opinion, is a trust factor, a relationship factor. You can't trust somebody till you know them and feel the relationship. And so it's not easy. I mean, it's a process that you can get to that point. And that's where I said, man, perfect, put a check mark by that, because I know I don't care if it's a day, I don't care if it's 3 days. That makes a big difference when you got them face-to-face, spend time with them, for sure.
Yeah, it matters, and it's always nice, or it would have been nice had we been able to have a dinner, something casual, but it was so structured and so full that, it became more important and a little more strategic on how to get them to know us and understand us.
Yeah.
But I think we accomplished it. And let me, I got to acknowledge John Ingram, Ian Ayers, Burt Nihil, and Colin Reed. So they were four of our announced host committee LOC co-chairs should we be selected. And when you put civic leaders like that in front of an international delegation, it further validated our commitment. So my hat's off to them, and my appreciation is never ending on that end.
Butch, I know nobody will match us, in my opinion, on all the periphery things. You're going to win that battle. What are the top, say, three things that they're looking for that have to be there, and are we good enough in those areas?
So host venue, Nissan Stadium, number one. Training sites, number two. And then kind of, I'll say, between the host committee, the ability to raise the money and the ability at the same time to elevate everything going on around the stadium. And other than what I said in the beginning, the corners of the stadium, I mean, Burke shared a little bit about, you know, their renovation plans. Obviously, we probably have more to send them in a couple months. But they understood it. Burke was totally on and candid and so believable and just comfortable with them. I left them alone a few times with Burke, Victor, the VP, and Colin Smith, and said, yeah, y'all go talk. And Burke doesn't have to schmooze or BS them. He just telling them like it was. I feel certain he had them convinced that stadium will be world-class.
Hey, Lance. Yeah, go ahead, Watson. If you've got something, we got about 30 seconds.
Thing, you got about 30 seconds. But what is the time frame here? When will the final decision be made, time frame-wise?
We feel like they'll ask us a few more questions over the next couple months. They will make the second half of their city visit in about a month. And then first quarter of 22, they have to pull the trigger. So it's coming fast.
Yep.
Butch, thanks for doing this on very short notice.
Appreciate you anytime. Appreciate both of you guys. So thanks for the kind words. Thanks for the support.
Talk to you again soon. Butch Spiridon runs our Convention and Visitors Bureau and does a terrific